I'm sorry, I'm still missing some information on that, but I'll definitely get it down in writing. There are some words I didn't recognize at all. So we continue now with the presentation of the third master, which is the Master Kunga Nyingpo, and he states that we must accept the explanation that this teacher, in his final existence, having accumulated merit for three countless eons, he entered equipoise in the supreme limit of the fourth absorption in the Akanista field. So what he's saying is that Buddha Shakyamuni, he spent three countless eons, he accumulated all this merit, and he only at the end of that, he was at the Akanista field, and he was at the limit of this final absorption. And then it was at that point that all the Buddhas of the ten directions woke him through the sound of snapping their fingers, etc. Why is that? He is backing up his opinion by quoting here the Illuminating Lam, Jerimuche's text on the five stages of Guhya Samaja, where it says, in brief, when the Bodhisattva Siddhartha was seated near the Bodhi tree, not only did the Tathagatas inspire him, but they took him from the Vajra peak to the realm of Akanishta called the Dense Array, without clarifying whether it was Akanishta or the Desire Realm. And there's actually some, Rinpoche mentioned something here, you know, differentiating the Vajra peak from the Akanishta Array, the dense array field. I need to get this information. I'll get back to you.
Oji da dina jina da dini yon di korla yon na taksu shama jina yon da oda ka ji jitarin da parjan da ba lam jin tar rasi da jin noli ka lam da zo gombo tar dini yoka nam jir jaka lam jin nomba tam ni sanja wa tar tenba yin singi dina kiwa kashika dina nidi di nuka mandis mandi de lami ji jini Lamika Jiti the Zoni, Roland, Jan of Sosurjini, Taja, Mandrava, New Bersavashi by Ujis, Namjur Jenny, Roland, Jan of Senatina, Sarkatoni, Madison, the Jilly Theater, Savashi by Mavishardi, D. Kona, Jiramujit, so on, the Zona Runga, Sadun, the Gulonda Tona. Lamiki Luji Tamboni is it that? Mako, Rumigo Lamdi, Nuluka Lam, Sani Matuba, Monte, Mako, and Tonam de Toba, Tati, Ginida, Lamiki Luigi, Tamboni, Rongo Lam de Juba, Dam, Mako Chidijava, Dam, Lamika Chidijava, Derja, or that Ruji, Rambuji, David, Derja, the Judy, Derja, Yorab, Gosimo, the ending, Denny, sende tabi dhrcha, ta tindra dhrcha chuma ye yuwari, o ta ti nangu temo di Rambuji tabi dhrcha yungu yuwari wa, di yendu Rambuji tabi te chiklan sangye wa, ta ti temo nda wu ta. Tini parisham pa nam ji isi, yang jika tambo ni ngakka nam mato pa parisham tambo nam ra dhru, tini ngakla na chikni yuwa yendu parisham parurdasham pa nam ji thar ngaklam ka nombatam na ngivardan sangye guguri sanida. Nombatapa ni shepa yendu yogi liji ranglam tang yanam sosur cheni ngar shepa ti parurdasham pa nam la jirwa manno chen sena. Oda rangka nam ji thar sangye sar lafa yang sewa manno vi charas yogi rangla ti nong jen kusar kato na mandu sa. Ti yamba yendu ngar shepa nda si thar shen ni dhani sangye ji karni sangye var shepa la sabha na rangka nam ti liga yen nam nyam diya sa. Yogi liga ti thamo ma yamba da chi parchi yamba ma jang na nukka mandu sa na da labar shepa shabu chi sangye charas ti sangye.
Now, we continue with a further point to be clarified. So, one says that this method of explanation teaches the method of attaining enlightenment through adding the yogic path at the end of the perfection vehicle path. And now, Om Pelden replies to that, that this is unacceptable because in Highest Yoga Tantra, it is clearly explained that there are two different ways to attain enlightenment through differentiating one's own path and the path of others. In Yoga Tantra, that is not clearly explained. And again, the text that is quoted here is the Illuminating Lamp, is Jerry Rinpoche's text on the five stages of Guhya Samaja. And what that text states is that the Highest Yoga Tantra system explains both the attainment of enlightenment in one life through entering one's own dual life path from the beginning, or attaining enlightenment at the end of the perfection vehicle path through adding the mantric path. Now, we need to mention here that when we talk about trainees, who, especially those who practice Tantra, they are categorized in five groups. And the first group of those is called jewel-like. They're like the jewel, you know, they're the best disciples, and they're the ones who will do it, as it says here, just in one life through entering this particular path. There are others who will not do it that quickly, they will not do it that simply. Others will first of all train through the perfection vehicle, and having completed the perfection vehicle, they will enter newly into the mantric vehicle. So that point on the first paragraph, and then it continues by saying, in the yogic system, applying that previously explained to the perfection vehicle through differentiating one's path and another's path does not appear, right? So this yoga system is a bit different, and supplementing the way of attaining enlightenment at the end of one's path does not clearly appear. Therefore, I wonder whether those explanations of one's path, such as attaining enlightenment through the Buddha's inspiring one, having completed the ground previously explained, etc., are the yoga system. This should be well examined.
我觉得今天也没人就在你有给了的上级这些就已经你上来归还了到这个东半都是上级首先的话都当不你有给了的心里上级吧的但有给上也能当不你我让有给上的心里上级吧就没了送着我今天留给上来的然后把现在当不了那么级上级吧的有给了的心里上级吧就没了送着我今天留给上来的 杨军可能不及你觉得个当你个南西等他当你进南西的发现进南西他就得的你我们两个能把大不了杨我们两个能把大不了些多我觉得就发现大不了南西他让我们两个能把你把这样有上上的原来杨军
So now Wampelden makes some comment on that and says, himself. Therefore, I wonder whether we shouldn't assert that in the yoga system, our teacher attains enlightenment through entering that yogic path from the beginning, and it is not necessary to add the yogic path in attaining enlightenment in the perfectional vehicle. So now Pelden here seems to be saying, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni, the way he did it is that he didn't really train first in the perfection vehicle, and at the end of that he entered the yogic path. Rather, from the beginning he entered the yogic path, and this is how he was enlightened. Now, further that, we have one more line of information given, and we have a text called The Two Investigations, composed by Kedu Rinpoche. And what does Kedu Rinpoche says is that the explanation of the two investigations explains that the mantric path is added at the end of the perfection vehicle. So Kedu Rinpoche says it is possible that one practices through the perfection vehicle, and at the end of that perfection vehicle, one supplements the path and completes the path by relying on mantra. So what Kedu Rinpoche is saying is that this mode of practice is possible, but that does not necessarily mean that our teacher Buddha Shakyamuni followed this particular path. We accept that Buddha Shakyamuni entered from the beginning the yogic path. Now, we have actually completed the first part of the text that was saying that we deal briefly with the three lower classes of Tantra. We have given the presentation of each of those classes, as well as the presentation, the grounds and paths of those. And now we start with the second part of the text, which is the major presentation of Highest Yoga Tantra. So number two is the way to progress on the path of the Highest Yoga Tantra. In this we see that we have two main subdivisions. One is the general system of Highest Yoga Tantra, and the second one is the system of Kala Chakra. The system of Kala Chakra has its own presentation, as it varies a little bit from the general system. In the general system you would have the presentation of Tantra such as the Guhya Samaja Tantra, the Jigje, Yamataka, and so forth. So again, in the general Highest Yoga Tantras, we will have four steps to follow. So it says the system of the general Highest Yoga Tantra has four. First of all, becoming a vessel suitable to meditate on the path, and you do that through receiving the proper empowerment. The second one is keeping the vows and commitments pure. The third one was the way to practice the path, and the fourth one is the way to manifest the results of this practice.
Tobachi yonju lami gondo jina honji yuwari di te yonju chidu jaba dirja di honji kaga nudu rama rong taksyu ji jika vambi yonza ma ta jika nudu maronga yana nika vambi yonza kar yinyan da zoi chao wajika da tinda gondo shiva yinba yindu da nana ta sonyang yuwari wa nudu shiva di te yon lam zabar nyamsa lemba Jerem Zoram Chasan, you answer Lambo on the Jena, or you could Google, Colonel, or you to buy you Google. Yes, then was the Andola, Jishavila, the Nanjavari Mato, the Yantin on the Ambion, Nikab Gom, Kurmaron at the Zola, Changur, then you got them, Shiago, Chadisha, the Jachu, Yanju, Jerem, Tam Gom Tayago, Dila, Ambion, Colonel, the Nizan Jachu. That in a Jerember and by UI and do the Nayon Honjava Tobuzin. What that in you on one condo to that or written at you down.
Now, so the first one would be the way to become a suitable vessel to meditate on the path. And the text says, one becomes a vessel suitable to meditate on the path through entering any suitable mandala of highest yoga tantra explained from within the authentic divisions of tantra. And the word authentic here is quite important. You need to find, to make sure that you're following something which is authentic, something that has the proper lineage, and so something that had been explained from within the authentic divisions of Tantra and elucidated by a qualified Mahasiddha and by obtaining empowerment. And here, remember that we explained that empowerment can be seen in three levels. This word empowerment here refers to the basic empowerment at the time of the ritual. Further, from the perspective of fully practicing the path, one must obtain the fourth empowerment. Now, as we say, in Highest Yoga Tantra, we have four types of empowerments, but it is not it's not necessary that all of the students will qualify and that are suitable vessels to receive all four of them. Therefore, a proper examination should be made, and according to the level of the disciple, maybe one or all four empowerments can be given. So, for example, if the Lama thinks that a person is suitable merely to see the mandala, they might only allow the person to see the mandala without bestowing empowerment. Or they might decide that the student is only qualified to meditate on the state of generation, and if this is the case, they would only bestow the vase empowerment. If they decide that the student is fully qualified to receive the full set of empowerments, they will give the full set of empowerments. So this is why it says, in order to fully practice all of the path, all of the stages of the path, you must have also the fourth empowerment. There are stages.
ဟောဒီတဲ့ဒီနေ့ဒါဟောဒီနံပါတ်3ဘောမြေအောင်ရင်ပဲရင်သူဒီဟောမြေအောင်ကောင်းတဲ့သဘောကျန်ကိုလာရုမန္တရာကြီးတောင်းလာကြီးဆောင်ယူပါလိဟောတဲ့ဒီနေ့အောင်ရင်တဲ့နေ့အောင်ဟောကောင်းကောင်းတဲ့သဘောကျန်ကိုတဲလာဟောတဲ့ကျန်ကိုကြည့်ရအောင်ရီကြီးကိုကျန်ကိုလာတင်နေထွေရကြည့်ဒီနေ့တန်ဆုံးကိုကျန်ကိုလာတင်နေထွေရကြည့်ဟောတဲ့ဒီနေ့ရောငောလာမင်းတို့လူချစ်လာတင်နေထွေရကြည့်ဒါစံကြည့် ကျေကျေတော့ဝမ်းသွန်းပါတော့ရောင်းချက်တွေကယဉ်သူကြီးသုံးမတရားမှုစရခြင်းကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေကျေက
Now, when we talk about bestowing the empowerments, and first of all, the first one, the vase empowerment, and we will see here that we have different types of mandalas. It says, in general, there are four types of mandalas. Regarding the mandala where one attains the vase empowerment, there are three mandalas. First of all, the printed one. Second, the colored particle mandala, which is the sand mandala. Third one is the body mandala. And for some special disciples, there is also number four, which is the absorption mandala. And Rupcha was saying here, the case of the fourth mandala, which is the absorption mandala, is given only in special cases. Some special disciples...
visualized mandala.
Yes, special disciples, which are actually meditators and have the power of visualization. They can visualize the whole mandala. So the Lama visualizes the mandala, the student visualizes the mandala, and this is how the empowerment takes place. It's for special beings who already have developed some meditating powers.
ဒီကျေရစေဒီကိုလာယောင်းကြီးနိချပန်တော်မဟုတ်ကြီးရောရင်သူမြို့ကြီးစနေတန်းတနာလူကျေတဲ့ဟောရှိပါလူကျေတဲ့ဟောကရရာဒီစီယောင်းကြီးလာမီကလာကောင်းရောင်းကောင်းကောင်းကဘုန်းကြီးရောမြင့်တင်ဒီရင်ပဲရင်သူလူကျေတဲ့ဟောရှိပါနဲ့ငွန်တဲ့ဟောမတော်ပါလားလူကျေကလူကျေနေဟောကရပါလားငွန်တဲ့ဒီရှိချင်ကြွကြည့်နေဟောတပတ်ကြီးကိုဝေးပါလိဒီရင်ပဲရင်သူငွန်တဲ့ဟောမတော်ပါလားကတ်တယ်မရော ယောင်းငွန်းတဲ့ဟောမတော်ပါလားကတ်တယ်မရောယောင်းငွန်းတဲ့ဟောကရရာဒီယောင်းကြီးသာကောင်းကောင်းရောင်းကြီးကမချောပါအကြီးကသာယောင်းဒီမချောတရွေးပါတပြီးဟောတဲ့ရှိကြီးငမကြီးတင်ချောတရွေးပြီးရှိချင်ကုတ်ကောင်းဟောတော့ဒီနေ့တင်ချောတရွေးပါဂုဏ်ကြီးလူကြီးကောင်းဟောတဲ့ယူကောရမကြီးယူတင်နေတဲ့တော့ဒီနေ့ယောင်းကြီးရှိတဲ့တပလာယောင်းလူကြီးမြင့်တင်နေနေသဘာနေကရရာယောင်းမြင့်တင်နေသောင်းဒီပါတပလာလူကြီးရွာရည်တီတေဟောက
always appropriate. So it says, in bestowing empowerment in the body mandala, it is not suitable to bestow empowerment on those who have not attained prior empowerment. So you cannot be just a beginner and you walk in and the first empowerment that you receive is the body empowerment. It doesn't work like that. Now also, it says that it depends on the deity, because some deities, in some tantras we have it and some others we don't have it. So, for example, it says here, deities such as the Hiruka with bell bestow empowerment in a body mandala. But again, you can receive it as long as you already have let's say another type of empowerment as its basis. But not deities such as Yamantaka. Yamantaka does not have a body mandala. Now, although deities such as Guhya Samaja have a body mandala, no empowerment is bestowed there.
Yogi tradition. Five deities. The preliminary for the body mandala.
Oji dadi na jina dadi ni dadi na dadi on jina ngo da ambi ngo ko la ta chu na ja yin ni da on kon ma zam ti na song chero yi ji ji on chong zam bu di yin ba yin du de on ri 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 ko jing ko la men ta ta ma da ba yu ba di ye ji yin ji ga de ko ka ka de la ji di yin ba yin du on kon ma zam ne ren ba yin de Ojida song yu on di kundu shang ju ji san ji jing ko la ten ni on kar gung ni Ojida chero yi ji ji on di bang gi jing ko la ten ni kar gung ni Oda tsukong di tondab shang ju ji san ji jing ko la Oda on kar ba song di da gu ji da men da song gu chan ni on man da ba yu di ni song chang
So after here, all the information that we had was regarding attaining the first type of empowerment, which is the vase empowerment, and following that we have the remaining three higher empowerments, and for them we have different types of empowerment. So it says, for the three higher empowerments, as said to be bestowed in order in the relative bodhicitta mandala, so this one will be applicable in the case of secret empowerment. Then we have the lotus of the mother mandala, which is applicable for the wisdom primordial awareness empowerment. And finally, we have the ultimate bodhicitta mandala, which is the basis for receiving the word empowerment. Alright, so we stop here for the presentation of the text. And we have about 20 minutes, 25 minutes for questions and answers.
A little bit quicker concentration. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem
And so looking at these texts and examining, comparing the practices of the three lower tantras, there doesn't seem to be any great difference in those practices. We just generate the deity, we contemplate the emptiness of the deity, and we go along with practices that seem to be very similar. The only difference you're saying you're noticing is on the focal object we choose to meditate in order to develop, to increase the concentration. And is this the case or not? Yeah, right. Rinpochena di gyude oma sumte na la tawa ina kebo seto tongi mendoza ta chirtan dinje khla gomta de halam halam chigba tongi dos tambo tomba ni di suzuta samlo ta khla juya tene khla ki tomba ni thola ta samlo thane dinje gomja ta halam chigba res yinna ya de something ke ya ta ta sem tsetsi tu ne ya ki miyul des ma kebar ma to kebo senda halam tongi mendoza
ori daji jejam ni ndo ndo yu wa ri ti no zi ge ji men da ta da din da yo mun da ba ji che ban da ga yu wa wa
yes, they seem to be having a lot of similarities, but maybe if you look, you know, into more depth, you might find some minor points being different, and there will be of course different names in the practices and so forth.
Now,
actually, the more you look at them, the more differences you might be able to identify in their practices and the names, of course, of those practices. If you look at the Action Tantra, you see that the main emphasis is on the on doing the meditation on the basis of the six deities. And, of course, in that we will have a meditation which does not rely on repetition, and then we would have meditation which is conjoined with repetition. When we came to Performance Tantra, we had actually four branches of repetition, but they were defined in a different way. There were the external branches of repetition and the internal branches of repetition. In the case of Yoga Tantra, our text actually does not give us a lot of detail, but again in that we would have different types of yoga, such as the yoga of the basis, the liberating yoga of the path, liberated yoga of the results and things like that. Although in this text we do not see great, you know, these things mentioned in great detail, there are differences in that. Now, Rinpoche was saying still, you know, if you look at these practices, they, of course, they are minor differences, of course they have different names and so forth, but in general we could group together all these practices together and talk about yoga with signs and yoga without signs. So in that way you can say that there are similarities. And also if we look at the way of positing the five paths and the tenth grounds, you'll see that they are similar, they're pretty similar.
What do you think?
Regarding the mode of meditation, there does not appear to be such a vast difference between the different three lower classes of Tantra. If we examine them from the point of view of empowerments that are given in each class, we see that there are differences. So, for example, in the action Tantra, we said that one only receives the water and the crown empowerment. Then moving up into the performance, we added three more empowerments to make a total of five. And then in Yoga Tantra, we added the sixth type of empowerment, which was the Vajra Master empowerment. And then again, that point of whether or not Vajra Master empowerment exists in the three lower tantras, or whether it exists only in highest yoga tantra, is something that is debated. Some Sakya Lamas have actually said that although you find the term Vajra Master empowerment in the case of yoga tantra, it is merely like an imputed empowerment. It doesn't really exist on that level. And you know, this is a point that is debated by Lama Tsongkhapa in the tantric stages of the path, whether or not it is merely imputed, whether it really exists on that level, or whether it's found only in Highest Yoga Tantra. So yes, from the point of view of the number of empowerments given, definitely there's difference. Also, another point that is presented in the tantric stages of the path are the views of various Tibetan as well as Indian masters who are holding the view that perhaps it is not possible for us to hold the position that there is self-generation as the deity in the case of action and performance tantra. And that is debated again. Anyway, Rinpoche was saying in this particular presentation we mentioned a little bit on that, but we didn't really go on the debate of whether or not we have self-generation.
So, one says the difference between these three tantras have to take pleasure into the past, you know, looking, smiling, and touching. Does that come clear when one does a sadhana? Because, these three ways of taking pleasure into the past, does that appear clear?
To conclude that question, you're also adding this factor of taking pleasure into the path, which is done differently in each one of the classes of Tantra. Does that appear clearly on the sadhanas? Yani mochila dingaroso ta gyute oma sum dinala chag lam tu kerwa ki tapse min rawa sum yoresa. Ina ya di nyamlen di gomtsul dinala drupta thawa ina dinala serpo sargi duges min duges
dutav ke nona samari wa aur ji da dutav ke nona ji sabunda yo amari yena yon ji jik nona yo tin da sarki wa ri wa ji chungru ko jit zu nona ji chungru ko nona la don la mo tin da ta la ko ne yo yo yena yon nyam bri je ba yo amari di ji la ta pho nam ji la mo na ma kar se go zing ne wa ji da ta ban do cha de lam de che ya ojuda gobun dojo de lam de che ya ojuda deni lo chang go dojo de lam de che ya de so jik jitu na yu di yu ki wa
Excuse me. Now, Rinpoche was saying that although you this mode of bringing different types of desire into the path is not clear from the sadhanas, nevertheless, it will be clear if you look at the text of the particular tantras, because in those texts you would have the description of the respective mandalas, and in this one they will be describing how the deities, both male and female deities, are arranged in the mandala. Although they will never be depicted in the aspect of being in sexual union, nevertheless there will be descriptions of how they are looking at each other, how they're smiling at each other, and how they're holding hands, how they're touching each other. So if you look at the particular tantras of the deities, you will find that, but not in the sadhana.
In the root tantra.
Oji da ji jardan ji sha ji jo ji ge jeng gur gan ang oji la la yang yo de zo la tin da ge do chou yo a ma ri di yin na yang chi de ja ba de ji gon bo ka zo so zo la do ja ge ru chi jang men ra ba yu a yin du de da gu de ne tin da ji a zo na ji ta ben do chou na go ben do chou na lo jang gen do chou yo bo chen de wo no ne ko ran zu mu a dan kam dan de ne oji da tin da ge ta ji zu de zo sang ja.
And the interesting thing is that although we are describing the deities looking at each other and smiling at each other and holding at each other as if they had this desire, the deities are completely free from this desire. This is just a skillful mean in order to work with the desire that exists from the side of the trainee, of the disciple, because disciples do have these different types of desires, and according to their mentality, according to their inclinations, different methods are used in order to help them overcome or deal with this desire.
Receive the blessings of the Vajrayogini and Charachidamani, which seem to be something special other than an actual empowerment. Could Rinpoche explain how that fits into this scheme of receiving empowerments?
And so you're saying that many people have received the blessings of Vajrayogini and Chittamani Tara, which seems to be other than an empowerment. Right. So you mean Jenang, or you mean...
You have to have received an empowerment before to receive those also. I'm just curious how that fits into the scheme that's explained here.
The scheme of the four classes of Tantra, or the scheme of...
Are you wondering if it's a body mandala?
What kind of... It talks about, in general, there are four types of mandalas, and that one has to enter the mandala and so forth. It explains only a difference for body mandala. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how... if there's another explanation for those two types.
All right, so further the question is whether we could clarify what type, on the basis of which type of mandala one receives these types of blessings. Ya Rinpoche-la di nenchurma kabla dan chidamani tare kabla ngaron su da jinlab tobya yorwa. Ya jinlab ki toptan di kanjis denala dune hani khaba du ore se yamena kinkor khagi ki tone to yore se lu ki mandel khage ri min ra wa na ne mandel khagi tone to yore se
no ri da nanjir mi itada mane da se shen la se ki war wa ori da de zo ji gar se go ji yin ji choga di da jinang gu choga yung yi wa ri yo de man ba ji chen go rong go di wa ri yo wa ri di ji and the zoyena garzgo mandri yogana nanjur mazoyena demchago kontogle wa te yendu ji ti ti kontog yemba yendu ti dan chenda ga da jiendin yendin ni ji dan dini ma la lu ge jengko la yon nanjur mazuni ko ne lu chi ga yu aru wa o ji yenji ji chagne na ji chunjang ge ngo da ji da jengko de zo tam dim la ji chagne dim la ji ji gu ge yu a ri ti zu zu ji da ji ge nanjur mi lu che la nanjur ma suni ko ne wa da ni che ko ne dim la ge gu ni da ji ge de zo mahaji chen la ge ter de zi dim la ji ne ya ji sa yang bi wa
ne lu ge man de to la de zo to ye ne
ri ri ri
Right, so Rumsha was saying that in the case of these two, Vajragini and Chitamani Tara, one can either receive blessings on the basis of a Janang, or one can receive blessings on the basis of going through the mandala. And if this is the case, like for example, if we're looking at Vajragini, one would, usually this is given in conjunction with Heruka, right? So you would have to follow that particular pattern. It is given on the basis of a body mandala where 32 deities are involved in that. So it would be done on the basis of body mandala. Now, Chitamani Tara is a class of its own. It's a unique system, let's say. And Rinpoche was saying, we cannot really point out, you know, this is the way this to follow this or to follow this example or to do it in that way.
So the Tara Chitamani, what Rumcha is saying, there's no particular references to root tantra or something. Some best one, but it is a pure vision of the Lama.
So for Chitamani Tara, we do not have actually a tantra that came from India. It is purely that we find a tradition that we find in Tibet. A similar situation arises with the practice of Chö, and what is exactly the origin of that? Where, you know, where are the references of this particular practice, and so forth? And there is a bit of debate of that. Some people say that the origins of the practice they go back into the Perfection Sutras, but this is a sutra, right? And the Chö is a tantric practice, so a bit of, you know, a question mark arises in that.
Majilabdun said this is my own teaching, so it's good. The references the present from the teachings, but it's a sutra, so there's no basis. Good, Majilabdun is her own teachings. There's no quotation based on tantra.
So the question was that at the time, for example, when we are present at the time where an empowerment is given, there is a certain ritual that is going ahead, and we come in contact with certain objects, ritual objects. And it seems that they are representing something, right? What is the real thing represented by them, and what does it really mean to receive this empowerment? Rinpoche Langarozo, she wanki kavla dangarozo mimambo zongyorwa dine ngarozo din dinre ta je minjawa te ta so jupen na chu ina dinre ten so luita regne dangarozo te togi ngarozo wan to yores ina ten so kangalo de ta je ten so kangalo the tsunja res, kare kare tsungiyo res. Then one tobya di mune chena kare res, one tosun sauna kare kare res.
That this is the ongoing
discipline.
Really, that day when you wrong on deed on wrong on you are done. Wrong on good deed, she tender gun, so she no way in Dingy. So she did don't you on when you are doing Jago, you are what they and do. Oh, that is on you are. What you that Jirmujing or Micham without the zona, what you chewing over each other, one down. Demon, she are my ember, demon, the chewing over each other, one year you see. Once you did one judge you, Samjela, one Tomigo, Gonzodi, Shija, Samgo, Tana, Jushana, one chandra, one Nishuna, would you, or you Nishu de la Yon Shuan over Jero, and you Nishu, Titana, you Shiva Romember, New Chandra, or that demon the Jiji, only what did that you in Dingy. The Dinra would in Tonshin, the wood in Mukan Tonga, you meet the Shinji Lavjava, Hansi, they don't tea, but young she changed the wood in Zumgo Dingy, or you that they gong and Zumna.
Now, it is the case that when we are present in the case of the ritual of the empowerment, that certain ceremonial objects are shown to us. And these are called the external substances of the empowerment. They are there to symbolize something at a different level. But we need to have, let's say, a physical representation, and we need to have something physical to come in contact with in order to generate the conception that we have received this empowerment. But merely by coming in contact with that and without understanding what lies behind it, it is questionable whether you receive this empowerment. You need to have a lot of factors coming together. As the great Lama Tsongkhapa has mentioned in the tantric stages, when we talk about empowerment, this can be seen in two levels. One is on the level of awareness, shepa, and the other one is on the level of non-associated compositional factors.
Now, in the natural awareness or known phenomena. Huh?
Now, the second type, which is in the nature of non-associated compositional factors, is actually described as being potency. Right, so one is awareness, the other is potency. And the important thing about empowerment, and the reason why I personally use the term empowerment rather than initiation, is because it is the thing that authorizes you to do some practices. It gives you the power, it gives you that potency to do things, right? So the potency, the awareness that are represented by the external substances, when we come in contact with all of that, then we can say that we have received the empowerment.
The second one is the initiation in nature of the causative phenomena, not having knowing phenomena, demin duce, causative phenomena, is a causative phenomena, not having the knowing phenomena. So that's the potential that's left on the mental continuum, the imprint.
Or that don't either, Marjorie, you think she did that, chabay yapo ji sham sa ga ji tin de gam de de ga gon ne dan ji tin chu ji gon go de la wa ji ta la par wa gon chu ban hon la ta ja ga ji chama gi we shin ye de phe ne ta ga de ri sa du ni tin de ji wa ye sa du wa ta tin chu ba tam ji gon hon ni chau de ji wa ri sa ya ti song wa ta la ti du chu ba ji ji de chu ba ji de la se yo ding ti yin ba yin du hon go ji le hon de la se yo di wa ri wa.
Now, the same way that we make a distinction between empowerment and the empowering substances, in a similar way, we need to make a distinction between offering and offering substances. So we talk about the practice of making offerings, it's called puja in Sanskrit, and we need to make the distinction between the offering substances and the offering itself. The offering substances are actually material, worldly offerings, things such as different types of water, flowers, things that are eatable, drinkable, and so forth. But the actual offering is not really those material substances, but it's rather substances that have been blessed, and it is an action, the mental action of offering, this willingness to present and offer everything. So it's on a mental level rather than on a physical level. And to illustrate that, Rinpoche was reminding us of a story that you find in the Lamrim about how to make the proper offerings. And there was this particular meditator that on one day he had invited his teacher to come and visit him in his retreat place. And anticipating the coming of the teacher, he had actually arranged his altar in a very beautiful way, and he had put all these rich offerings out there. And as he was sitting there and waiting for the teacher to come, he contemplated on his action and he said, well, my offering today is not good at all. It's completely mixed with the 8 worldly dharmas. So he picked up some ashes from his fireplace, and he just threw the ashes on the offering. And later on, the teacher comes and the teacher says, what is this? You know, what happened in your altar? And the meditator explains, you know, this is what happened. I realized it was totally contaminated by the 8 worldly dharmas. That was not the right offering. And the teacher congratulated him on the action.
They haven't thrown the dust of the 8 worldly dharmas, that's the best offering.
Well, I think what I understood is that in highest yogic tantra, we use the bliss to generate the primordial awareness called diving emptiness, and in the lower tantras, we use the city so to generate the primordial wisdom cognizing emptiness. How do you use city to generate emptiness? Right, that's what I'd like to know. Like, what is the technique, or how does that work?
So the question was that in the highest yoga tantra, the text states clearly that we generate bliss and we utilize that bliss in order to generate the wisdom comprehending emptiness. This is clear in highest yoga tantra. In the lower tantras, it seems that we need to rely on the siddhis in order to do that. And the question is, how do you transform a siddhi, or how do you utilize the siddhi in order to generate the wisdom comprehending emptiness? Rinpoche la de nga ro so la me ki wang yin na di de cha lam tu che ne tong ba ni to pe ye se ki ngo de na la de cha ki ngo din de ju ne nga ro so tong ba ni ngo so tu to pe ki ye se din de ke tu yo re sa yin na ya le da ju de o ma su mi na nga ro so di ngo ju te na la te ne tong ba ni to pe ki ye se che o re sa di kan de se yo sing it is ngo ju la ngo ju la
ແນ່ຕົງບັນຍິຕົບເຍຊະຄັນທີ່ເຂດຕຸບສາເຊ່ຣີແນ່ຈີຕົງບັນຍິຕົບເຍຈີຈາກເຂດມືດຸດບາມາຣີດີຈີດາງກະລໍາດໍວະລໍາບໍລໍາບາຈີມາກົງຈີຈີວ່າວ່າຈີດາຕີກາບຊຸຈີກົງກູກົງກູລາພາບໍລໍາທົບເຍຈີຊະມືດຸດຊີຈີເດລັນຈາກກົງມືດຸດາທໍມົງກົງມືດຸດຊີຈີຍີວ່າຍິນດູຈີຍໍດີກາມນີຕີຈະດີຈາບະດຈາດະຊໍຈີເປັນ
Now, Well, Rupa said that actually in the case of the three lower tantras, we mentioned that we rely on the siddhis in order to speed up the path, but it doesn't actually say that you generate the siddhis in order to generate the mind comprehending emptiness. It's not that the siddhis somehow are transformed into the mind comprehending emptiness. We say that in terms of the siddhis, we have the supreme siddhis and we have the common siddhis. And in the cases of common siddhis, we mention things such as swift-footedness and so forth. This just describe certain attainments, let's say, that you have as you progress along the path, and they can help you progress quickly along the path. But the siddhi itself is not done for the sake of generating the wisdom comprehending emptiness. Right, well, if we look at the siddhis, as I say, it is quite useful to make the distinction between the supreme and the common siddhis. And an example how they are attained or how they appear, let's say, at different stages of the path. We have the four common siddhis, such as the siddhis of pacification, of increase, and so forth. These are things that can be utilized or can be employed, relied upon right from the beginning of the path. And definitely you can develop siddhis during the path of accumulation of the and preparation. It is really from the path of seeing, where you have the direct realization of emptiness, that you would have, you know, the full strength of siddhis manifesting. As for the all this refers to common siddhis. As for the supreme siddhis, since it refers to the state attaining the state of enlightenment, it will be the last thing to be attained.
All right,
we stop here.